Hi, this is Tim Huckabee from Internology, and on behalf of Bytes by MSDN, I am excited today because we have a special guest, a VP from Microsoft, Joe Belfiore.
Hello.
Joe, thanks so much for coming. Tell us about your world. You're Windows Phone 7, but you're a unique part of Windows Phone 7, right?
Well, I run a part of the engineering team that is responsible for the spec and the design of the phone, what features we put in, how it looks, all those sorts of things.
Can we call you Mr. Metro Theme?
If you want.
Is that you? Are you the...
Well, it is our team,
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Fantastic. You have a saying that is getting spread around lately. Do you mind talking a little bit about that?
That'd be fine. Yeah. I think what you're referring to is... our philosophy for Windows Phone 7 has really been end user is king. And it's funny, like, you know, we talk to people about how our philosophy has changed in Windows Phone 7. It used to be that Microsoft worked on a mobile operating system back in the Windows Mobile days. And the team really was more focused on a technology deliverable to an OEM who would deliver it to a mobile operator who would sell it to an end user. And what we've tried to do is really think about scenarios and features that real human beings would value and appreciate. And so that's our design point in Windows Phone 7.
And clearly, you guys have done a fantastic job. It's interesting, though, you're trying to penetrate a market that has some dominance, especially in the consumer space. There's that Silicon Valley company that seems to own the consumer. This is a developer-type talk show.
Yeah.
They have their way in their marketplace, and then there's that other open, wild, wild west one.
Yeah.
You guys are unique. What's the thinking behind?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we tried to do in keeping with this idea, end user is king, is come up with a way to structure the ecosystem that can work great, really primarily for end users, but also work great for developers and also work great for OEMs and mobile operators. And if you look at those companies you refer to, Apple has this very sort of highly closed, structured environment where
rigid,
you know, there's real benefits to that to the end user. Like you have high predictability of a quality experience, but you don't get much in the way of choice or variation. And as a developer, I think that the Apple methodology is good in that you have a relatively small amount of variation in the platform you're targeting. There's, you know, only a couple of screen sizes, only a couple different pieces of hardware to test on. Whereas with Google and Android, you have this very, very open ecosystem, even to the extent that it can be problematic for developers. When we were doing early developer evangelism for Windows Phone 7, it stuck in my mind a conversation that we had with a developer who said in his desk he has what he calls the drawer of broken dreams, which is filled with Android phones that are hard for him to test on because they vary so much.
Right.
So what we were trying to do is specify enough of the hardware that developers would have a relatively fixed thing to focus on. Like, you're guaranteed there will be a GPS there. You know the screen resolution right ahead of time. But at the same time, have enough variation that end users would get more choice than they might get, for example, with the iPhone today. You can find a phone with a keyboard, a landscape keyboard, or a portrait keyboard with Windows Phone 7. And that's the balance that we're trying to strike.
Kind of the best of both worlds.
Hopefully it will be that, yeah.
Now, I have a Windows Phone 7 prototype, and you know, we are days away from this thing launching in the U.S. I've noticed that marketplace filling up quite nicely.
Yeah, the response from developers has been just awesome. We've been really thrilled at the numbers. And it's worth, I can tell you some of those. We made our free developer tools available at Mix last year, and or earlier this year, and we've had about 500,000 downloads of the free developer tools,
right,
which is a big number. And right now, the Windows Phone 7 marketplace is showing about 1,200 apps.
Nice.
And actually, here's a little tip. If you are ever curious to kind of know what the number is, you can run the free Zune application on your PC. You don't have to have a Windows Phone 7 to get it. Just go download it. And if you go to the marketplace inside that app, you can see all the apps, and there's a number down the side, which gives you a pretty good estimate of the total. It's not the full total because you won't see exclusive mobile operator OEM apps, but you can see how the marketplace is filling up.
All right, hot tip. Congratulations. That's pretty exciting.
Thank you.
Just days away from shipping in the U.S.
Yeah, actually, I think by the time this goes live,
Yes.
Everybody will be able to run out to their local AT&T or T-Mobile store and pick up a phone. AT&T will have three different versions. T-Mobile, I believe, will have two.
And you're allowed to say that now.
Yeah, that's all that's awesome. Public information. You can read about the phones on the web.
Awesome. Hey, Joe, thanks so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for watching.